Ty Taylor back on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. We're talking with Mercer County boys basketball coach Tim Seedam Saturday at the Monmouth College Shootout. The Golden Eagles just wrapped up a 3-0 day, day one of the shootout. So, Coach Seedam, as we start, what'd you kind of think of, I guess, the play for Mercer County here on Saturday at the Monmouth College Shootout?
Overall play, I think our guys are working hard, playing hard, but it definitely just looks different overall, where we graduated five seniors and we have a lot of guys stepping into roles and really hitting the ground running. That's one of the nice things being in year five. I feel like we're able to have, like, we even pulled a freshman and sophomore up, and they don't miss a beat in some of the things that we're doing. So overall, that's awesome. And we got a good turnout of kids showing up to stuff. So we're pretty pleased with the start of summer.
Yeah, you talk about kind of, you know, wanting to build and build. I know from season to season, you talked about losing a couple of, you know, five seniors, a couple of really, I should say, two or three really key, you know, pieces. So as you approach this summer, you know, when you look at your rotation, I think it's different as opposed to coming into last summer. You probably kind of knew, you know, okay, this is where kids are probably going to slide in. This year, I think it's kind of up in the air, you know, who's going to fill into what slot. So, you know, how much stock do you put into kind of summer performance for kids kind of maybe fitting into those spots in the rotation?
I think the big thing is continually creating opportunities for kids to show us something. I think we do have a lot of kids that we can rotate through, but at some point they will start separating themselves. But in the summer, we just have to keep continuing to give them opportunities to show us what they have. I think we have four pretty quality returning guys that got a ton of minutes their last year, and Colby Cox, and then Lucas Collison is returning all-conference guys that got minutes, big minutes as sophomores. So I think we have good leadership and a good mix of guys, but we just have to, like I said, keep giving opportunities, and then I think kids are going to rise to the occasion and take some spots.
So as you mentioned, now this will be your fifth year as the head coach at Mercer County. How do you approach, you know, the summer schedule? What are the things you want to try to get out of it? And I guess, has that changed any from year one to year five now?
It has changed. Like, in year one, we had limited games, and it was more about skill development and getting our guys where they needed to be able to compete. But now we're looking to get in a lot of games and competition with guys, to where we, even after the first day of camp, talked as a staff, like, our guys know what we're doing. Like, we could play a game right now, and I think our guys would be able to function at a high level. So we're at a point where we just want possessions against teams that we don't know, so we can look at different actions and guarding things. So schedule-wise, we've already been at a shootout on Wednesday and Thursday at Braidwood. They hold a big 32-team tournament up there, so a lot of teams out of the area. So every possession where we can get in teams where we don't see a lot, I think is opportunities for us to improve as an overall group.
Can you kind of talk a little bit about what the summer schedule looks like for Mercer County and boys basketball, you know, where you're playing at against other teams, and also just kind of what you do, you know, team-wise, whether it be open gyms or shoot-arounds or whatever. So tell us what the schedule looks like in the summer of 2023 for Mercer County.
Yep. So we hit the ground running with our four-day camp, and we get our little kids in early, and those are some long days for our coaching staff, with Coach Brott really doing a ton of work with our young guys. And then we get our middle school in right after, and then our varsity. So that's Monday through Thursday, four days of camp where we're putting all our stuff in we need to at the varsity level. Once that week gets over, we added St. Ambrose shootout. We have three Mondays in a row that we'll play up there games, and then mixed in a couple shootouts. So like I said, we just finished Braidwood, and now we're here at the Monmouth shootout. And I think next week or 2 weeks we're going to Illinois Wesleyan, and that'll kind of be the cap of our games. So our goal is to get about 20, 25 games for our guys this summer with good varsity competition. And from there we'll look to get in two, three times a week with some weights and just playing with our own group.
All right, and since the, you know, boys basketball season ended, one thing that I guess it's newsworthy that Mercer County is not this school year, but the following school year. So 2024-25, Mercer County will join the Three Rivers Athletic Conference. That decision was made back in April. Any really reaction to the conference move in, I guess, not this year, but next year?
I don't really have a major reaction one way or another. In basketball, when you get 30 games, we play all those teams anyways throughout the season. Just more opportunities to get that competition against them. In no way do I want to say anything that takes away from the Lincoln Trail. I think the Lincoln Trail has been really good to Mercer County, and I would never, ever want anybody in Mercer County talking badly about that conference. I think it's been good to us, and a conference that we've just in the last year or two been able to compete at a high level there. So I think we're ready to make that jump, but I think the Lincoln Trail has been good for us.
And then looking at this year in basketball at the IHSA level, one rule change is the foul rule. So the bonus structure changes. There's not a 1-1 anymore. It's not by halves by fouls. So instead of the 7 fouls to get to the 1-1 and 10 to the double bonus, it's basically a double bonus each quarter if you get 5 fouls, and then it resets in the first, second, third, and fourth quarter. It's how the women's college basketball game operates. Have you any feeling on that change at all with the foul rule?
For me, I felt like that rule change kind of came out of nowhere, because everything was really talking about the shot clock and getting that implemented. So I don't think that rule change really makes a huge difference. It might play to advantage of some of the more aggressive teams that get up into you and might pick up a few fouls early, because that does reset at the quarter. But I really don't think it'll affect gameplay as much as people think. So I'm not concerned about it one way or another, but we might even get up and play a little bit more aggressive, knowing that I think that lends to give that team the advantage.
And then you mentioned, you know, how things it look like are trending towards the shot clock being implemented at the IHSA level. Now it's not a thing this year, but they started with experimental use last year at some tournaments and shootouts. To me, it seems like it's trending that it's going to get implemented at some point. So do you have a feeling one way or the other? Would you like to see the shot clock? Would you not like to see it, or does it really matter to you?
I honestly think the shot clock probably plays to our advantage a little bit, because we can play some extended defensive possessions, and at times we have guys that will put the ball up pretty quick in actions and sets that we run anyway. So I don't think we would have an issue getting shots up in time. I do think that that's something that I'm excited when that actually does get in play, because it will change our game quite a bit. Kind of backtracking to what we were talking about, the fouls, and I forgot that – I don't know if you did the research of where that came from or not, but when I read through it, it's talking about injuries on one-and-one type plays. When it gets to that one-and-one, so that's where the NFHS came up with that. And I didn't notice that, and I'd like to see more research on it. It just kind of came out of nowhere, but I am excited about the shot clock.
And then as we wrap up with you, I think in the last week or two, as you mentioned earlier, you had your Mercer County boys basketball camp. Now, speaking specifically about the camp with, you know, the youth players, looked like you had a pretty good turnout. And just talk a little bit about how exciting it is, you know, being around the young kids, being excited about playing basketball. It'd be a pretty fun week.
Yeah, we started our camp with second grade through fifth grade, and we had 40 of those campers come in, and they every moment of it, they just love being in the gym, working hard, and doing what we're doing, and seeing our older guys walk through the gym and run some of the drills and things like that. I think that really helps build a program when they have those guys that they can look up to and go that way. Sixth, seventh, and eighth grade has been pretty solid during the seasons that we've had, and I think we got another really good group coming in for our junior high as well that we got to see at camp. So definitely excited as those guys come up in through our program.
All right, that's Mercer County boys basketball coach Tim Seedam joining us as the Golden Eagles continue the summer work in 2023, heading into the 2023-24 school year. Coach Seedam, thanks for talking with us, and we'll see you in November. It'll be quicker than we think, right?
Yes, it will. Thanks a lot, Ty.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.